Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
They traded for Kyrie Irving, the Celtics did, and ever since then,
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSense. SMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
They traded for Kyrie Irving, the Celtics did, and ever since then, absolutely nothing has gone right.
Right.
Nothing. The Sacramento Kings were good. Since when?
Right.
They were good. The pick wasn't worth as much. You know, the number four pick, the Lakers vaulted that. Gordon Hayward got hurt. Kyrie Irving got hurt. Nothing went right.
No, and the Celtics did nothing wrong. It's not like Danny did anything wrong. It just didn't go his way.
He set himself up for the perfect situation, and it's just all in a heap.
Is it the curse of Kyrie? Is that what this is for the Celtics? Everything that has gone wrong for the Celtics has happened since trading for Kyrie Irving. That's last night, NBC Sports Boston, Jackie McMullen on with Gary Tangway on Arbella Early Edition, which you were a part of, right?
I was.
Oh, very nice.
Me, the sexist who,
yes,
accused of being yesterday. Worked with two women last night.
Wow.
Happily.
It's big of you.
One of whom... We all agree, well, one of the best basketball minds and commentators in the business, not just in Boston, but anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Trenny Kuznir. No.
No. Definitely not.
Jackie McMullen.
Yes, Jackie McMullen. There you go.
Honored to sit at the same desk with Jackie last night.
And Jackie McMullen had some other stuff last night as it relates to the chemistry of the Celtics last year. And in her opinion, Gordon Hayward coming back and getting a full allotment of minutes upset some players in the locker room. Even though it had nothing to do with his relationship with Brad Stevens, it was perceived by players to have been because of that, which really upset some players, which is just so ridiculous and just so Celtics of 2018-19. And Al Horford, do I think he was upset by that? No. I think he was probably the one player in there looking at this going, this is outrageous. What are we doing here? And so Al Horford is moving on. Al Horford is going elsewhere, probably going to get a four-year deal. And Hardy, this is about a number of factors.
Mm-hmm.
Could be about the length of deal, getting four versus three. Could be about getting, you know, a little bit more money over the four-year deal versus a three-year deal. There's more money involved. But let's assume the money's equal. Is he staying here, or is he going elsewhere to be with a different group and have a better chance at winning else, some, you know, winning, getting closer, being somewhere else?
Well, the report originally, as you said, wasn't going to sign three with the Celtics, going to find somewhere else who someone is willing to give him four. Okay? I don't believe that. I believe that if the money and the years were the issue, you could very easily opt in, take $30.1 million for next year, and then figure out a three-year deal with the Celtics after that.
And still
get
your over the course years. Of the 4 years, get the same dollar amount of money.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So, now, two ways of looking at this.
And the way you're saying it, he would actually maybe be a better value over 3 years to another team if he did it that way.
Yes.
Because he will have collected more in year one from the Celtics.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. But two ways of looking at this, the way I see it, Beetle. Number one, if he signs with any random team, give me a bad basketball team, McCarthy.
God, there's so many. The Clippers, except, well, Doc Rivers is there. No, that doesn't work. I don't know, the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
They're bad.
He goes back to Atlanta, right? On a four-year deal, let's say. Two ways of looking at it. I think he's being honest. They gave him a four-year deal.
Right.
And while it may not make much sense, they probably could have got that. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. The other side to look at it is like, he wanted out of here so bad. And Atlanta isn't maybe the best example because he came
Detroit?
From there. Detroit
Pistons.
Detroit Pistons. Right? That's a great example. He went and signed with the Pistons just so he could get one more year of guaranteed money rather than stay with the Celtics.
You're not going to buy that. And we shouldn't buy that.
I don't think it's going to happen. So I think it goes back to what you said earlier. You better hope, just for your own sanity, that he ends up on a team where he's got a legitimate shot at being in contention for a championship this year or next to make you feel okay about this. Because otherwise, he just left because he wanted to leave.
Well, at least that would make some sense, right?
He sees no immediate future here. And for Allen, his age, he needs to see an immediate future 2-3 years out. Maybe he's just being honest. He looked at the landscape. He knows what the players are. He knows better than anybody what Jason Tatum is and what he can be. And same goes for Jaylen Brown. And he knows what it's like to play with Marcus Smart. He's seen this. He knows. And he can kind of read the tea leaves and see what they've got in terms of draft picks. Not much. He knows what the free agency chatter is out there about teams coming to Boston. If he just looks at it and says, yeah, you know what? Maybe they could be back there in 3 years. But what the hell? I'm going to be 36, 37 when that happens. I don't even know if I'm going to stay healthy enough to play that long, much less be with the team and get my ring at that point. So I got to go do it now. We all wanted to believe he was going to opt out of that year and say, no, I'm a free agent so that we can sit down and I'll take less money than the 30.1 I would have collected last year. All I had to do was say yes, and I get $30 million. But here's what I'm going to do, Danny. I'm going to opt out. I am not going to take that. And we're going to sit down. We're going to restructure things, give us a little more room, a little more money to spend. I'll be on board for a few years, and we're going to do this without Kyrie, and we're going to figure out a way to do it. That's what we all wanted to believe. Well, it's not happening. Now we got to find out why it's not happening, at least in terms of Al Horford. Is he going to go somewhere just for that four years, or is he going to go somewhere he wants to win? What is it that you wish for as a Celtics fan? Do you want to be lied to, or would you rather be lied to and look at it and say,
and not be offended? Would you rather be lied to and said and you know have him say that it's about money versus him saying, I just don't think the team is that good. And I want to be somewhere where I have a better shot to win. What hurts worse? What hurts more in that situation? Do you want them to come out today and say, this team is just not that good? You know what the worst thing you could say?
Mm.
And it's what I thought right away last night because we had just called this team the Atlanta Hawks yesterday. Right? They're the Hawks now.
Oh.
I've already played for the Hawks. I don't want to play for them again. Ouch! Oh, damn. And him sort of assessing this situation and seeing it, saying, no, I've been down this road before. I don't want to be a one-and-done playoff team again. Mm-hmm. I came here because I thought there was a chance and more. I left Atlanta thinking that there was more of an opportunity here to get to a championship and win it. So if that's not really in the pipeline here over the next couple of years, I got to go somewhere else. And so that's why if Al Horford goes to one of those places, like you said, you can understand it, and we will all see it. And that's why we're all rooting for that. Because if it's not, then it's just about a bad situation here in Boston. That's what it comes down to. And the thing that will make this really feel bad is, what if it is L.A.? What if it's the Lakers? What if he goes and plays with LeBron and Anthony Davis? Couldn't he be a fit there? You know,
he's
he likes to play the four. You know that he could go there and be an adult. You know that he's not there to steal anybody's spotlight. You know that he's not there to argue about getting the ball.
Doesn't need the ball.
You know that he could be supportive of those other two. He doesn't need the spotlight. Wouldn't he be a nice fit for the Los Angeles Lakers as they pursue a championship with LeBron and AD?
Now, reports out today saying that the Lakers are looking to clear some more space, trying to find another max slot.
They're trying to add draft picks into the deal. They're trying to add second rounders, I believe, to clear more space, to add more. There's a lot of small things going on with that thing. But, yes, not only that, Al Horford doesn't need a max deal, does he?
No.
Four-year deal at slightly less money to be able to fit.
Yep.
It'd be great, too.
Of course he would.
Be like, you know what? I can't play with Kyrie. I'm going to go play with LeBron. Nice shot at Kyrie.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Jim.
Do you know how bad this will suck if Al Horford goes to the Lakers?
Well, a lot of the Celtics are okay with this, whether it's him or Kyrie, according to Jaylen Brown and his Instagram post.
Yeah, read it. I saw it. Read it for everybody.
Jaylen Brown posted on the gram a while ago
from
Marrakesh. He's in Morocco.
Great.
Photograph of him and, I don't know.
Some guy.
Some dude.
On a set of stairs.
Set of stairs. Would rather walk than ride with bad company.
Is he referring to Al Horford? Is Al Horford bad company?
Everyone assumes he's talking about Kyrie Irving. But what's the latest news?
Why today then? Is Kyrie Irving leaving today?
Because I want it to be about Kyrie Irving, not Al Horford.
Right. No. That's a leap that you're making. There's no Kyrie news today. There's nothing new on Kyrie today. There's news on Al Horford today. So Al Horford is now bad company. If we're to read into it and make that, you know, sort of assumption, and we are assuming things, no doubt about it, but this is what athletes want to do now. They want to speak in code, and they want to put these things up on social media that we have to read into so that nothing can actually get put back on them. They want to, you know, say things without saying them, right? That's how they want to live.
Jim, play Bad Company.
Because they're largely sackless.
Play that Bad Company song.
So, okay, so I'm going to read into it because this is what you guys want us to do, but then I understand you don't want any blame for what you say. So I'm going to read into it and say that Jaylen Brown is saying that Al Horford is bad company. Again, he didn't directly say that. I'm making an assumption that he said that. How does that reflect on Jaylen Brown, knowing what we know about Al Horford as a player and as a professional?
Poorly.
Yeah. Put Jaylen Brown in the group of children on this team, too.
Yep. Yes, young guys!
Yep, group of children. Brown, Tatum, Rozier, the children. The Celtics are officially a group of children. It is daycare. And Brad Stevens is the preschool teacher. That's what you've got going on over on Causeway Street for the Boston Celtics now. Congratulations. And the teacher's pet, as it is perceived in the locker room, is Gordon Hayward, who will get his full allotment of minutes next year and will again piss everybody off in the locker room. And they will still have that issue to deal with without Kyrie and without Al Horford. It's still going to be a real mess and a real headache for Brad Stevens. What a team. What a mess.
Even the teacher's pet is dropping out of school.
Whoo! Jaylen Brown.
Wow.
Way to go. Way to make sure. Way to make that one count. Bad company.
Company. Walking in the moon. Everything.
Again, that's Hardy playing the role of Zoe today. Here's the action update. We'll get back to your calls next.
Real soon.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He declined that player option of $30 million with the intent that he could work out with the Celtics a new deal that might extend over probably over 3 years. That's what the Celtics would have liked to do. He's 33 years old. but they could not come to an agreement on what those terms might be like. You can negotiate with your own free agent, and he has not officially declined it yet. He intends to decline it. And so he's going to head out into the marketplace, and he has a belief, I think his agent has a belief, that there is likely a four-year deal for him at 33 years old. That would pay him significantly more than the Celtics were willing to offer.
Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, that is this morning on SportsCenter, talking about the Al Horford situation as he departs Boston. Hardy, you mentioned it a couple of minutes ago, worth repeating. Credit to Al Horford for just putting it out there. Today's June 19th. Last night, the 18th. He wasted no time in making it known. To the point. You know, his agent letting it be known, putting it out there. It's basically an announcement. Being first made by Steve Beaupet of the Herald, local guy, got it first. Good job by a local guy getting that scoop. And then the national guys following.
Was it a Beaupet report or just his opinion?
No, no. Full-blown report.
Okay.
Not an opinion, not a column, but a report. Report clearly marked as such. And so...
credit to Al Horford.
Al Horford didn't waste his time in letting it be known what he was doing.
Yeah. Nope. I'm most likely leaving. I mean, maybe you come to the table with all kinds of money and ears and stuff, but chances are that's not going to happen. And this is a nice way of saying I'd rather be somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you sit here and you keep getting ghosted by Kyrie. I'm not ghosting you. I'm telling you what's happening.
Right.
Yep. We've talked. We've discussed things. We've had conversations. Based on these conversations, here's my decision.
And I'm
hitting the market, and I'm likely gone.
Right. And I'm also, you know, operating under the... I guess the belief that there's no way Kyrie is going to sign here, although I still foolishly, you know, think it should be their priority to try and get him to stay. But we've all been operating with the belief that he's going to go sign somewhere else. And if that ends up being the case, and that was probably the case all along, why isn't he just saying so?
Well, this wild part is that the Nets may be after Al Horford. And that the Nets may not want Kyrie Irving as a solo act. And the Nets may choose just to sign Al Horford and not want Kyrie Irving, which would just be remarkable.
That's something else.
A remarkable turn of events. Or they may sign them both, which would also be insane for a lot of reasons. One, the Nets being down and rebuilding and then just turning around and taking two guys right off the Celtics roster onto theirs and being in a much better position than the Celtics are in, despite having been fleeced in a trade with Danny Ainge, right? Just that element of it. Number two, taking those two guys from the Celtics. What a dramatic turn of events and shift in between the two teams. And then the other part being that these two guys staying together when, you know, Jeff Goodman reporting that Al Horford probably doesn't want to play with Kyrie Irving again, probably doesn't want to be on the same team. And, oh, by the way, it would be these two guys staying together and choosing just another young group of players to play with. A different young group than what currently exists on the roster with the Boston Celtics. And it would be an indictment of the young guys who are currently on the Celtics roster. As in, yeah, we'll play with a young group of guys. We think we can win with a young group of guys. Just not that young group of guys. There would be so many layers to that if both of these guys ended up in Brooklyn.
There's so many ways that you could end up being offended as a Celtics fan or feel worse about your chances.
Well, this isn't over, guys. Yeah. That's all I can say today. This is not over. There are ways that we could feel a lot worse than we already do about Al Horford walking out the door.
You think you feel bad now?
One is he goes to L.A., which would be horrible. Is there a way we could Photoshop that, by the way? I don't know if that's possible. If TV could put him in a Lakers uniform. If we could be Al Horford in a Lakers uniform, just so we get a preview of how horrible we'll feel.
But, Beetle,
That would be one thing. The other thing is if they both end up in Nets uniforms, Kyrie, and Al Horford. Those are two horrible outcomes. Yes, it's possible to feel worse about this than we already do.
But Beetle, I have to be, you know, I have to be honest. And luckily for me, in this instance, it can also make me consistent when I say it doesn't bother me all that much that Al Horford is leaving, because it was too much work on my part to watch Al Horford out there and recognize his worth. You know, it really took too much work for me. It was too much effort as a fan just to watch the games and appreciate what he did, the smaller things. And there were times when it was obvious. You didn't have to be any kind of a guru or a student of the game to recognize what he did. But a lot of the time, you had to look just much too closely for my liking to understand what he did. And I still don't think he's a game-changing player. He's a very, very good player. He's a wonderful facilitator. I thought he was really good in the room in terms of the adult and mature person, which people are, you know, that is the mantra today. But as you brought up earlier, if he was such an adult and such a grown-up, why did things go so badly on this team? So I'm not sure that really fits anymore. But if I'm being honest, and in this case also consistent, I'm not crushed by this. I'm not crushed by Al Horford leaving.
Zach is in the car. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how's it going? So the answer to all this is Terry Rozier. I think Horford sat down at the table, asked who was coming back. They said Terry Rozier, and he said, nope, give me 4 years, $100 million. Because we saw it last week. Rozier started reaching out to all his teammates saying, hey, like, I'm going to be coming back, and, you know, sorry for being such a whiny putz for the last year. And that's in relation exactly with Jaylen Brown's Instagram post. Al Horford would rather walk with good company than ride with bad company or whatever it is. That's pretty much all I got.
So, somebody put forth the theory that it's not about how he feels about Kyrie. It's not how he feels about Al Horford. It's him projecting that and speaking for Al Horford. Al Horford would rather walk than ride with bad company. But Kyrie's pretty much already assumed to be leaving, so I don't know how that really, you know, how you land that plane. You understand what I'm saying?
If it's from Al Horford's perspective, wouldn't that make Brown and Tatum the bad company?
No.
Wouldn't that make the guys who are left on the roster the bad company? I'm just confused there.
Look, the Celtics fans, they're trying.
They'll twist it in any possible way to try and make it a positive.
They're trying.
Right.
They're trying.
Okay.
They're trying to feel better.
Hey, McTake, you head down the wall yet?
Sorry?
You head down the hall yet?
Oh, I will.
Down in the office at the corner?
I can do that. After this.
Go in and ask that a very important question?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Don't say it now.
I'm not going to say it now. I know that.
Okay. Because he's...
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Matt in Worcester.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm on the air?
Not anymore. Josiah's in San Antonio.
Beetle!
Josiah!
How dare you?
Yep. Got a quick question, man. Now, I understand that the season has gone south, but a lot of these fans are so delusional to sit here and tell me on Twitter and a lot of these sites that Terry Rozier or D'Angelo Russell from Brooklyn is a better player than Irving. It's just asinine. Now, I know he was a pain. I know he was a jerk to the public. But I just wanted to touch on the report that I heard a few months ago. Mark James and Evan Drellick does the show, and Drellick was attacking Ames as if he did a poor job.
Wrong station. You get hung up on, too. Steve's in Lowell. Steve.
Hey, have you guys taken into consideration the fact that maybe Danny said, you can opt in, but we're not signing you long-term and handcuffs us? I'm sorry, we're not signing you. Not that Al left, but that Danny said, we're not keeping.
Well, from everything we've heard from both the Bopet story and from what Wojnarowski said is that it was everything that the Celtics wanted to talk about was 3 years. Three. They did not want to go to a fourth year. And everything that the agent has gone on the market behind, you know, the scenes is 4 years. They're confident in getting a four-year offer elsewhere. Maybe at a better number, because the numbers they were talking about were lower than max value numbers.
Yes.
So it could be a better number and a fourth year. It could be more money and in the additional year. It could be both. What? But as Hardy has said many times today, if he had opted in and took the high number, he still could have then signed another deal and made the same amount of money over 4 years, which I think you're probably right about, Hardy. So at the end of the day, was it really about money or was it about not wanting to be here or wanting to win? And I think we're going to get those answers once we find out where it is he's going.
We will find out. And that opt-in number for next year is a big number.
30.8. I think it was 30.8, wasn't it?
It's over 30.
30.1 or 30.8?
It's over 30. Over $30 million just for next year. Say yes, and you get that next year. And then you say...
Maybe I was wrong.
Sign a two-year deal after that if you want to. You'd be 36.
Sorry, you were right. 30.1.
30.1. You walk. You'd be done with your career. You're right. Maybe you won't get that ring. Maybe you will not get that ring.
30.
I don't believe it. I don't believe he walked for 4 years instead of three. I think he's going to a team where he can get his ring.
Doug Gottlieb had an absurd story.
Where he thinks he'll be able to get a ring.
Just an absolutely absurd story about Kyrie Irving. We played it earlier. We'll play it again. McTakey's going to take care of some business during the break as well. Stay tuned.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Doug Gottlieb filled in yesterday for Colin Cowherd, and he told a story about Kyrie Irving coming into work and coming into an 8 a.m. film session with Brad Stevens, and instead of acting like a normal human being, you know, just being a normal guy, coming in, saying, hi, good morning, how you doing, sitting down, getting ready for the day, he comes in with a very loaded question for Brad Stevens to start the morning. Here it is. Here's the story from yesterday.
I'll give you a story real quick from Boston. A friend of mine told me this story, that Kyrie came in one day just to film. And again, it's not that Kyrie shows up late. He actually was the first one in film room. Walked up to Brad Stevens and said, Brad always, morning, good morning. What does government mean to you? That was Kyrie's good morning question. What does the word government mean to you? Not, hey, did you see that Laker game last night? Man, are they a mess. Not, how are we going to fix our ball screen coverage? Not, man, my knee feels great. Not, how are your kids? It was, what does the word government mean to you? And so Brad Stevens, at 8 in the morning, on his first cup of Dunkin', took a long sip. And went into some soliloquy saying absolutely nothing because he didn't know what sort of trapdoor any sort of word was. And then he turned around on Kyrie and said, what's it mean to you, Kyrie? Kyrie said, control. Very deep. Very, very deep.
I can't imagine this scene. And by the way, it's important to note, Kyrie, the first player in the room. First guy in.
Right.
Good work ethic, shows up on time, there
can't
early.
Sleep with all those thoughts going around your brain.
Just so much.
It wakes
so
you up in the middle of the night sometimes. All right, so.
He'd been up reading many, many leather-bound books for hours and had to get in there to talk about it with Coach.
So we had some people doing this
I told people earlier, I said, go into your boss's office and just pose this question and see what happens. And we had some listeners who have already done it. We had our first listener who did it was Tom, who went into his boss and said, you know, what does government mean to you? His boss openly laughed at him, said, are you effing kidding me? Go away. That was his boss's response. We told Matt McCarthy to go down the hall and ask our program director this very question, and he did it in a very serious manner. And I give you a lot of credit because you kept a straight face the entire time.
Beetle and I lurked outside the office door out of view so we could hear how it went down.
And you did it in such a serious way.
And the wheels started spinning, man. They did.
So you.
And it was good that we sent him in because he's so nice and,
right.
You know, he's not someone that you would want to tell to go bleep off. Like if you or I went in, the boss would be like, what? Get out. What do you want? Right? But Matt McCarthy, you'd be like, oh, okay, Matt. Like, what is it? What's up?
And right? And at first, you talked a little bit about the Seamhead podcast.
Yes, Hardcore Baseball. Yep.
Hardcore Baseball. Sure.
She will be a guest on this week talking some Cubs.
Wow.
Okay. Shameless plug right there.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, so, how about that?
So then, you know, once that ended, you said what?
Hey, Mike, real quick, what does government mean to you? Kind of leaned back in his chair. You know, very stone-faced guy. And you can see the wheels starting to turn. He's like, a ruling body? So I say, well, what? What else? What else about it? And that's when the silence started, where you can see, am I going to tell this guy to get out of my office? Like, ask him if he's high? What the hell is going on?
I was cringing.
You know what he immediately started to probably think? The same thing Brad Stevens was thinking. What kind of trap is this?
What? So cringe-inducing.
What am I being trapped into right now?
Oh, the silence was palpable.
I'm being set up.
Did he say anything?
I'm being set up here.
Because then Beetle laughed.
Yes.
And it broke it. Did he say anything else other than the ruling body?
You could tell he was searching for some words.
Oh, God.
He's trying to find something. Lean back in his chair. Like, what the hell am I going to tell this guy? Is this guy high and on my airwaves right now?
Maybe we should have sent Lanny. Maybe we should have asked Lanny to go in. I don't...
Yeah, boss. What's that government mean to you?
Let me ask you something.
Control.
Oh my God, Hetty said that. Means I'm glad you asked. Sit down. Ah, I'm just kidding. I quit.
And that's what Brad Stevens dealt with on a daily basis with Kyrie Irving.
Damn it. Thanks a lot, Kyrie.
And probably isn't going to deal with going forward. He's not going to have someone at the other end of the spectrum on his roster in the form of Al Horford. You think Al Horford came in asking questions like that?
Something tells me he didn't.
Something tells me Al Horford was the guy coming in saying, Coach, you see that Lakers game last night? Man, the Lakers stink. What a mess that is. Right? Something tells me Al Horford came in asking about the wife and kids. Hey, how's your kids? See the Lakers game? Hey. Catch that Sox game last night. You know, he's asking those questions.
Could you imagine being Brad Stevens for these last couple of years knowing, you know, it must have happened at least once early on, knowing that this was going to be a possibility on any given day. You're just going to be standing alone in the hallway or sitting in your office, just doing your thing.
Here he comes again.
Ceiling leaking like it was that one day at the Garden.
Poo, just, leaking yeah, poo
yeah, through the ceiling. And all of a sudden, Kyrie stops by. Can I ask you something? Oh, Christ. Yeah. Come on in, man. What's up?
No, don't. Please don't. What is it about? What now?
He's on his phone. Are there one or two L's in Illuminati? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out his own defense
man.
Here.
Oh, man. There was a trade that happened in the NBA today. We'll give you the details of the trade that went down in the NBA. There was a player that had been linked to the Celtics in some rumors, probably became less relevant with Al Horford leaving or set to leave, but we'll tell you the trade that went down coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.
Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
We've started the hashtag Kyrie challenge today. Telling you to go into your boss's office and ask him what government means to him or her. Do that today, the hashtag Kyrie challenge. Based on that Doug Gottlieb story yesterday. Ask your boss with a straight face what government means to them. See what happens. We're curious to know the results. 617-779-0985. There was a trade that went down. By the way, good job, NBC Sports Boston. They have put Al Horford in a Lakers jersey, and it looks so real. Oh, my God. Are you guys seeing this? Oh, it's only on one monitor. It's just for me, isn't it?
Oh, that's good.
You do that just for me, or is that for everybody? It's for everybody. There it is. Wow. Damn. That looks too real. That looks too real. There it is, Artie.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah. Yep. That's a possibility. It's a real possibility that he ends up with the Lakers playing with LeBron, with Bron and AD. Oh, there he is in his new Nets uniform as well. That one is scary realistic. Wow.
Should get him in a Pistons jersey just for Hardy.
How do they do that? So great how they do that, how fast they can turn that around. You ask for something, you get it around here. I like that. I like that about NBC Sports Boston. Jersey's
the Lakers
on.
Looks a little like Ron or Meta World Peace, I should say. Ron
did they,
Artest.
Did they take Ron Artest's body and put
I don't know.
His
just,
head
no,
on it?
It can't be because that's got the sponsor on the jersey, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. There was a trade today. You're right. It has that wish, whatever that is.
Nets Horford's more ripped.
It's true. Looks a little lean in that picture. The Memphis Grizzlies have traded Mike Conley today. A lot of trade speculation on Mike Conley going into the offseason. Memphis has traded him to the Jazz in exchange for former Celtic Jay Crowder, Kyle Korver, Grayson Allen, and the 23rd pick in the upcoming NBA draft, along with a future first-round pick. That all went down today. So Mike Conley was someone that maybe was rumored to be connected to the Celtics. It was nothing more than a rumor. I don't think it was based on anything other than pure speculation started by our very own Jim Louth going back about a month. But man, that was a hell of a rumor by you because that thing picked up speed in a hurry. It was mentioned by Bill Simmons, mentioned by Woj. It got all kinds of chatter.
How much cap space do they have now? Maybe we can find a player that makes exactly the amount of cap space they have and we can
28. I keep seeing the number 28 thrown out there. Let's just say high 20s. High 20s in cap space for the Celtics. But that's the deal that went down today. But Mike Conley to the Celtics now doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense anymore. This is not what you need. You need more than that. The Celtics are in need of more than just a point guard. This isn't about a Band-Aid anymore. They need real pieces again. 617-779-0985. Jacob and Westford is the one guy we've heard from today so far that says Horford leaving is a good thing. Jacob, what do you got?
Yeah, I don't think it's the worst thing. I mean, Al Horford, good player, but I just don't see him winning, like leading any team to the championship. If you look back at his career, I mean, he's been on pretty much only average teams. And anyone like looking at this and that's upset is looking too much kind of at the present, in my opinion. 4-year contract, and he's not getting any younger. No one's going to want to sign here in 3 to 4 years if Horford's under contract for $25 million. It's almost at that point turning into the Hayward contract, in my opinion. At least now they'll have some cap space to work with. And I don't see why not you could trade for somebody like Capella with a draft pick and the assets you have, because the Rockets are pretty much just getting rid of everybody at this point. So I don't know. I feel, in my opinion, all it takes is a trade for someone like Capella and maybe the signing of Kemba to kind of create kind of a winning culture.
What are you trading to Houston for him?
I'm not sure. I mean, I feel like if people are talking about trading up for number four with those three late round picks, I feel like trading him, maybe I would trade even Brown for Capella. I think Capella is a good up and coming player. I just don't see the Celtics winning in the next 4 or 5 years or even really competing with the core that they have as long as Al Horford or any of these guys that, like Hayward, have been here.
Well, you're probably right about that, but that was true even with Al Horford. Like, that was true, which I think you're saying, but it's not like it's now they're different and better because he's not here. You're not any closer because he's not here. And what he's saying is because you have cap space that you're going to be able to get closer with who and what would be my question. What are you going to spend it on?
I don't know.
Now, if you land a free agent, you might have a case. If you land a significant free agent, you'll have a case. You will have made your case.
Does it seem like they're going to land a significant free agent?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, but this is fresh and this is new. And, you know, our instinct is to be negative because it's hard to land free agents, right? It's your natural instinct is to be cynical of that idea.
Speak for yourself. I'm always positive.
That's all. It's just you automatically go to, well, that's like impossible to do, sign a free agent. That's like, nah, it never happens. Frank in Fall River. Hey, Frank.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I want to talk about, so Al Horford is definitely not worth $30 million. Great pick and pop guy. He's a good player, but he's not worth $30 million. Second of all, Kyrie has to go. Why? Because of the coach. He's a young coach. He relates to younger players. He cannot, he obviously, from the year before, went to the seventh game with Cleveland. Okay, he does that, right? Kyrie comes. He loses. He can't coach these star players. It's not in his, it's not in his blood. He likes the young guys. Let the young guys play.
Hardy, you got a response for that?
No, I do not.
Yeah, young guys. Young guys.
Young guys.
Young guys.
Yeah, young guys.
Yes, young guys.
There it is. Let him play. Sure.
I guess John in Boston is not ready to go, huh? John?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, sorry about that, guys.
That's okay. The first time we've ever gotten that music and then someone's actually picked up.
Did you have us on hold?
It was funny. As you guys had me, my wife called me, so there you go.
Huh. Where are you calling from?
Sorry, a
cell phone? Are you calling from a cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Interesting. All right. We're going to get to the bottom of that music someday. Anyway, all right. What do you have for us, John?
Basically,
Angel Martinez is investigating it as we speak. Angel.
I was going to say, I just think that it's really too bad that Kyrie's, you know, leaving and leaving a, you know, leaving a big bad taste in everybody's mouth here in Boston because it's hurting our chances as a free agent destination. You know, it's like, it's kind of like, I mean, we had Al Horford come here and that was like the beginning of that whole thing. And then, you know, we trade for Kyrie, we get, you know, Gordon Hayward. And now all of a sudden everyone's leaving. We're left with like, you know, Gordon Hayward. Hopefully he gets back to what he used to be, but, you know, what's the future looking like? Because at this point, I want to jump off the edge of this flat earth the way the team's trending. You know what I mean? It sucks.
I'm with you, John. I think it hurts. Do you know what I would think about doing? And this is not a joke. Isaiah Thomas was begging to come back to Boston the other day on social media. Did you see that? Maybe about a week ago. I'd call him up and sign him just for PR purposes.
I'd do it in heartbeat.
I'd call him today and say, you want to come back? Yeah. Guess what? You're back. We're bringing you back. I don't know what you can give us. I don't know if you can even play anymore because there are real concerns about what he's even able to give you. If I were the Boston Celtics, I would call Isaiah Thomas right now and say, you're coming back right now because there's something we can fix. We can fix whatever we broke with you image-wise and say, well, we can't be that bad if this guy wanted to come back. And I know that he had, you know, big ideas about what he was worth and his money, but I don't think he was really a problem when he was here, right? He wasn't like some of these kids are. He was one of the adults in the room, wasn't he?
Coachable.
Coachable, right? Exactly. I'd bring him back. Even if he can't play. Even if he's at the end of the bench and he sucks. I'd bring him back. I'd sign him up.
But I keep thinking of Eddie House when you say that. Bring him back. Like Eddie House role. Like off the bench, instant offense type of guy for spurts. And that's it.
Call him up. Put him back in a Celtics uniform, even if he's not that good.
You don't have a guy like that right now. You could absolutely use a player like Isaiah Thomas.
Back to Boston. Do it.
Is he still that guy, though, is the question.
He probably not. I mean, all indications are that he's really not in good shape with his hips still, right? Still hasn't really recovered from that. So, I don't know. But I can tell you what, it would be worth it for you in the long run to have that look of, hey, it ended poorly when he left and he still wanted to come back here.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.